This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right unto the tree of life. And to the blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comfort us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Once more and again, I would just like to say thank you, Lord, for my last night's slumber. Amen. And keeping your angels of protection around me so that I can wake up and behold this beautiful day that the Lord has made. On this particular day, I come to give you praise live from KAYT FM Radio 88.1 in the studios in Alexandria, Louisiana. Yours truly, Robert C. Lee. Amen. Pastor of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located 1623 McEnery, McEnery, Alexandria, Louisiana. Praise God Almighty. Truly, this is the church that's on the move. Praise God Almighty. We fellowship every Sunday morning, worship service at 9 a.m. and on Wednesdays, our Bible studies at 6 p.m. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Once more and again, I'd just like to say good morning to each and every one of you, and I hope and pray that God is blessing you beyond your imagination. Let us just say, oh, Heavenly Father, we come at this hour to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Oh, Father God, we come just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the God that you are. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins and that we have committed, whether they be of omission or commission. Father God, we just pray that you would continuously have mercy upon us as we live this life that you have set before us. And Father God, we come at this hour praying not a selfish prayer, for we come praying for all your children of the world, no matter where they may be or what they may be doing, because we truly believe that whatever they are standing in the need of, you're more than able to supply. And Father God, we pray that you bless them, not only according to your riches and glory, but also according to your perfect will. Oh, Father God, we pray for every bed of affliction and everyone that has sickness around their heart, because we recognize you as the only and true healer. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you. Because we realize we have all that we have today is because of you. Oh, Father God, we pray for all the churches and all the pastors, just asking that you continue to use the pastor and reveal unto them the revelation of your knowledge and the wisdom of your understanding, so that they will be able to convey it to your people, so that they will be blessed and learn how to live a lifestyle that is much more pleasing in your eyesight. Father God, we pray for every home that is within the sound of my voice. Oh, Heavenly Father, asking that you bless their homes and continue to make their homes a home of peace and a home of prayer. Oh, Father God, we pray that you bless their families and all of their loved ones, and also utilize the people that are listening right now to be a blessing unto someone else. Oh, Father God, we ask all of these blessings and more in your darling son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty. As we all know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Amen. and it's coming up real fast. And one thing that I've noticed that a lot of times in the month of November, we always, when we greet people, greet one another with a salutation or something like that, we always say, Happy Thanksgiving. And the most common response that we would get from other believers is that every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Amen. Which is true. Amen. Because I have a page on social media, Facebook, and this particular page is called Word Go Forth Ministry. And there's a particular phrase that I'm always posting, and that particular phrase just simply says, Praise Break. And when you see that phrase, it's just designed for you to take 15 to 30 seconds of your busy schedule. It ain't that fact that you got to stop doing what you're doing or whatever the case may be, but just in your mind, focus on the Lord and just say, thank you, Lord. And at the same time, you want to speak a blessing into someone's life. And you'll always see that particular phrase, praise break, because the hopes of that is to put a subliminal message in your mind that when you just going about your daily affairs, you would think, praise break. And then you would start praising God. You see, because one thing I come to realize that you can never praise God enough. For remember, I know you all heard that phrase that simply says, when praises go up, blessings come down. Now, in Psalms 34, verse 1, it tells us, David is saying, we'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let me say that again. David is saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And the second verse, it goes on and say, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Amen. Because when I'm praising God, I'm praising him from my heart. That's why it's saying my soul. Amen. Because I'm thanking God because I'm truly, truly, truly grateful for what the Lord has done. Because I'm not taking ownership for anything. I realize that I have what I have because of God. Amen. He is blessing me, and I realize that as long as I'm being about God's blessing and doing the things the way God wants me to do, in other words, be a giver and a tither, his blessing will be upon me. Amen. And then the second verse goes on to say, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. Because, you know, when he say the humble, meaning the other saints of God, we hear you praise God. And they will be glad and they will join in praising God along with you because of the fact that they know it's only because of God. Amen. Ain't God all right? And then the third verse goes on to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now, David is extending an invitation, saying, oh, magnify the Lord along with me. In my work of social media, my Word Go Forth page on Facebook, when I say praise break, I'm extending an invitation for you to magnify the Lord along with me. Y'all heard that song that say when the saints, when they gather by the river, oh, what a time, what a time, what a time. Because we'll all be on what? One accord. And we all be singing and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, giving him praise. God is. God is. That third verse goes when he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And then it goes on and say, let us exalt his name together. Amen. Let us lift up his name together. But you heard it said that if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be what? ashamed of you before my Father which is in heaven. You see, my brothers and sisters, when it get to that point in time, when it's all said and done, and the decision is made whether I'm going to live in heaven or dwell in hell, I don't want it to be hindered because I didn't praise the Lord the way that I should have. So I come today just to encourage you, amen, to continue to lift up and magnify the Lord. And as you lift up and magnify the Lord, you'll be able to walk in the victory. Amen. I say, when you lift up and magnify the Lord, not only will you be able to walk in the victory, you will become an overcomer. Amen. I say, when you lift up and magnify the name of the Lord, his peace, his love, his joy, his happiness will be upon you. You know, there's a phrase that I like to say, and that particular phrase is that even though things may not be the way that I want them to be, I still just want to say thank you. Because I come to realize that life has a tendency to throw me some curves. Life has a tendency to put me in positions that I don't want to be in. Life has a tendency to try to steal my joy, or kill my peace, or destroy my happiness. You see, because that devil is always busy. But no matter what I'm going through, how I feel, I just continue to keep on calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. If I just continue to keep on saying, thank you, Lord. If I continue to keep on magnifying the Lord with all of my every being and giving him praise, because truly Jesus is worthy of the praise. For the scripture says that God is a great God. Mm-hmm. And he's greatly to be praised. So I want to invite you today to come and magnify the Lord with me. I want to invite you today to come and just say, thank you, Lord. I want to invite you today to come and just say, hallelujah, glory, oh Lord. I want to invite you to come and just praise his name. God is my everything and my all in all. How many of you feel like magnifying God right now? How many of you feel like exalting him right now? So as we move forward in the month of November and we start giving thanks and just start saying thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, as we give thanks and just say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day, as we give thanks and we're going to say thank you, Lord, for the possessions that you have put under my stewardship, as we give thanks, we want to say thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for my home. Thank you, Lord, for the food that you put on my table. See, I don't want to take nothing for granted. I want to say thank you, Lord, for the ability that you give me so that I can get up out of my bed. I want to say thank you, Lord, for just allowing me to move around on this earth the way and go the places that I want to go. I want you just to focus on giving God praise. Just say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to take the trash out of my house or to sweep my floor. You see, we should not take anything for granted. Just say, thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I praise your holy name. I magnify you. I exalt you. And I thank you for being the God that you are. Because if it was not for you, I would not even much be in existence today. If it was not for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church.
or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana,
praise God Almighty.
71301.
Praise God.
You may reach
Almighty.
The church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
It's what every man wishes his wife knew. He yearns to tell you that what works for you has got to work for him, too. Put your ear to his heart and let him talk to you.
If you want to love me, the way I need to be loved, you need to learn to love me from my side, because satin sheets lie. If you want to love me the way I need to be loved, come over here and love me from my side, because satin sheets lie.
Yeah, I need a different. Adam and Eve ain't the same. It may take some time for you to learn how to light my flame. You are my lover, my friend, my wife and helpmate too. I'll be your student of love, but you got to be mine too. See, if you love me, and I love you, and somewhere inside of you,
if you want to love me the way I need to be loved, you need to learn to love me from my side, because satin sheets lie. If you want to love me the way I need to be loved, come over here and love me from my side.
Silky and smooth, soft to the touch. But what I need to tell you right now, satin sheets don't do much. God said to my daughters, oh, what you have them do unto you. I'll be a student of love, but you got to be mine too. You see, you love me.
Start talking before you start giving, so you can see how much better a marriage is meant to be.
Love me from my side, because satin sheets lie. Come on.
sang my song tonight. Sometimes. I thought about you. Sometimes. When my life became a plight. When it was dark, empty, and often cold. Yeah, I thought about your light. I thought about you. Sometimes. As I acted out the fool, I knew you taught me better than what the world considered cool. Yeah, I thought about you. Sometimes. While I hurt the ones that cared, I knew I disappointed you, but I was too blind to be scared. I thought about you, sometimes. With each lie that rolled from my lips, you knew, but you just let me go on, just to see how far I'd slip. I thought about you, sometimes. Following so-called friends to hell, tripping on every temptation, yet you caught me whenever I fell. I thought about you, sometimes. When all my plots blew up in my face, you always knew that it happened, yet still you offered me grace. I thought about you sometimes. As I sat in the rear of your dwelling, I heard you call me out more than once. Inside, I felt your presence swelling. I thought about you sometimes. While I opened every door, not knowing you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times. As with age, I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times when I saw how I'd been blessed, witnessed chaos succumb to order. I watched tranquility devour stress. Now I think about you all the time. Yes, your truth has made me free. For when I thought about you sometimes, you always thought of me.
KAYT KQJOFM is not just our name, it's our way of doing business. We're here to help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. And ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT KQJO